Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. And today's date is 778. I looked at the number 7 as in lucky, and then we have 2 7s in a row. And of course, next month, the Olympics will start on 888. What a magical set of numbers. I don't know if there's a lot of importance of having 3 8s in a row and the last digit has 2,000 in front of it. But I find that if we pay attention to the numbers, it enlightens us, makes us feel cheery. Say if you have 3 7s or 3 8s, it kind of gives us a feeling that there's something magical in the air. And I, in my life, I'm watching the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, so as we come in, I'll know we have some guests are coming in already. Hello, everybody. It's going to be kind of a fun evening. I'm going to talk about a couple things. I'm always wanting, hi, Kathy, I invite everybody. I changed the format. One of the reasons I had started this show is in our struggle for survival, in the best way we know how, to live in our flesh that we hollow out for a whole lifetime. It sometimes overwhelms us, and even the slightest things can set us off, and I'm no different than anybody else. And sometimes I have to collect myself and say, what are you to experience from this? And that's the topic of my little talk tonight. Until I start getting questions, people can call in, and I see the room is filling up. Hello, hello. And I will remind everybody, I'm getting used to computer glasses. This is about the second month I've had them, and I'd rather not wear them if possible. So when in the chat room, type your question in cap, if you can remember, because it's easy to overlook a question if it all kind of blends in with everybody else. And I so enjoyed some of the shows I've been listening to. And a couple of the ladies out there who do what I do, they kind of insist that their questions, the caller has to call in. And I'm not going to put that on anybody. It's so hard. And I get so tickled when you do call in. So I'm very flattered. But anyway, getting back to a couple of things. Last week was so fun because I was able to read the group. And it came up with 4 or 5 things that are happening in your lives in the chat room. And so I propose questions. So I would like to continue doing that. It's way fun for me. I encourage you to call in the guest number for me. Get your pencils if you want to call in a question. Area code is 347-205-9071. And while the chat room is, we've got some people coming in. Crazy Dave says, Nancy, are you an astrologer or an intuitive? Hello, Crazy Dave. What a fun title. Is that the name of your show, or are you someone who kind of visits other shows? If you have a show, I'll promote everybody. I am only a natural. I was born with this condition. During my teens, my 20s, I got married when I was 20. All my life, I've had an amazing amount of intuition. And the years that I was married to my first husband, I was married a total of 21 years, he would say to me, you have women's intuition. You just have a knowing. And I was actually 42 years old before I was labeled an intuitive, and it's a natural. Yes, someone says intuitive. I'm also a medium. I coined the phrase interdimensionally sighted, and I made that up probably 90 or 91. And I've seen other people use it, but clearly I kind of float between more than one dimension. So I see spirit people. I'm very visual. I see movies, I see maps, see words. I can hear conversations, spirit people. It's interesting, I see energy very easily. So if I see two people looking at each other, I see strong bricks of energy being thrown at each other, then I know they're having an uncomfortable conversation. So I'm kind of, I do it all. Just let Dave know if he's new to the group. I know everybody else in here that's showing up here. Most of you know that I was born with this condition. My father was very gifted. It was only about 10 years ago that my mother did surrender to the idea that she has a gift. My sister has the gift. She gets very strong hunches. My son has the gift like I do. I believe his second daughter, who is just 8 months old, I feel like she does. My daughter has intuition. Her daughter actually sees spirit people. So the gift can be given to all one person or can be scattered on the family. So that's how this works. And I had cancer at 39, got into this at 40, and got the divorce at 40. At 42, it changed my life. There was a couple things before I see more questions coming through. Hello, hello, everybody. I thought I saw a question. I'm sorry. You're invited to call in and give me questions. I guess I'll have to put these glasses on. You're just making me do this, everybody. It's so hard to wear glasses on the front of the computer when you're not used to it. So anyway, one of the things I want to talk about, I want to acknowledge a couple listeners tonight. And one is a gal that I knew in Roseville, California, and she may or may not call in one of these days, but I want her to feel comfortable, and I know she's gone over to a neighbor's house to listen to the show, and I won't embarrass you by putting your name out there, but she's a gal who has experienced a near-death experience. And the other gentleman is in the town that I live in, and I'm going to call him Mr. G, because I'm not positive that he's going to be coming on the air at a later show and using his real name. So both of these individuals have experienced what we call the near-death experience. And I'm because of what I do for a living, I deal with a lot of families. Probably a third of the clientele want to speak of people who passed away. And people have asked me, have I worked with the police? I did an offer to California on two cases. And South Lake Tahoe, I worked on a case of a girl that got kidnapped. And all times I've come up with enough clues that I was not able to find a body. So it's very frustrating, these gals that tackle this on TV. Remember, whatever you do the most of, you'll get the best at. As like a concert pianist or anybody that's in any kind of profession, you do it long enough, you get good at that particular duality. And I've stayed away from investigations like that. The little boy that was beaten to death in Calusa, California, I helped solve that case by giving the information to the grandmother. So if you, and there's also a gal here in Tucson that I helped, given her good information about the murder of her son. So if you have problems in the family where you need help, I'd rather talk to a family member, and I don't charge for murders, deaths like that. So it looks like we do have a call from a 626 area code, and I will put my glasses on. So I try to watch the room as I click on this. I think I recognize this number. 626 area code. Is this Frank?
Yes.
Hello, sir. Well, what's happening with you? What can I answer? And it's nice to hear from you again.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Welcome. Uh-huh. And how can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to know if you see any new names coming up in my business. It's just...
I don't do names as much as I see people. Now, you're bringing on a new man with floppy hair that's kind of a medium to dark brown. Do you have him on?
Yes, his name is Chuck.
Yes. And I feel like he's going to be a pretty good worker. He's hungry, meaning that he needs a job and he wants to work well for you.
Okay.
I see him as new. Down the road, I see a youth, slim build, taller, floppy hair also, meaning it's not real coughed. And it's a blonde and a dark a shade of straw. He's a youth, and I think he's also very hungry for a job.
Okay.
I don't think you have him on your staff yet.
Okay, and as for clientele, I'm looking for some new clients.
Don't tell me what you do, okay, because I don't think the audience here should be shared. Anyway, Frank, they're showing me three directions. If you're the center of a clock, go to 6 o'clock, go to 7 o'clock, go to 2 o'clock, and you don't have to go more than 4 to 5 miles to solicit work. Advertise in the areas I'm seeing, you'll get more money, especially at 2 o'clock from your location. Okay?
Okay.
Write that down, dear. All right, Frank, nice hearing from you. I am looking at the chat room, and I'm not seeing any caps, so if you have questions, go ahead and just put it in caps for me, and then I'll know that there's a question. Okay. So I have another call. I'm going to be answering the phone unless I see some caps in the chat room. I will tonight talk about something that's not mentioned very often, and that's how soulmates recognize other soulmates. So while I'm answering questions on the phone line, I will also address the questions in the chat room, and if there's any time that's kind of quiet, then I'll be talking about soulmates. Okay, 604 area code. And who's this speaking?
Oh, hello.
Hello, what's your first name?
Oh, hi, I'm Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. And what state are you from?
I am from Canada, actually.
Hello, Canada. Well, I think the audience likes to know where people call from. One gal said, where are your phone calls coming from? And I says, everywhere. So it's not that I need where you are. It's fun to know
yeah.
where people call from. So, my dear Sarah, what would you like from me tonight?
Okay. I'm having some problems at work, and I'm not getting along with one of the girls, and she's pretty new. She only came in a month ago, and she's an intern, but I think today after work, she had a talk with our bosses, and they were going to decide whether to hire her permanently or not.
Okay, let me finish this. I feel like they are going to hire her permanently. Rather she stays in the office that she's at, they are showing me a job next door. So she may move over, but I don't know how far from you. I do believe that she is not a bad person. She's I don't know if I call her gossiper, or someone that wants to feel important by passing information from person to person. You need to call her on her action or she'll keep it up. Rather, she picks on you only. I see her doing this to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like she likes to gossip?
I don't know if I want to call it gossip as much as I've seen people who weave themselves into people's lives at work to make them feel more important. So it's not that she's just gossiping. She's also listening to pass information around. So it's not as malicious as it is, I want to be a part of the group, and by being gossipy is a bad word, but it's kind of like that. So you have to call her on it in the work environment. You have to say to her, you keep your mouth shut. Otherwise, you don't get along with people. You have to call her on it, or she'll make it worse. It's not just you. I see two other people she's doing this to.
Okay. Actually, because she's pretty new, she doesn't know a lot of people in her office. And so I can't really see her gossiping at this point. But
okay, just watch what I said. There's two other people besides you. And gossip, remember I said, that is not the right word.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
may see it as gossiping. I call it information from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
It's her way of getting into the crowd. It's not the right way. She's not smart enough to know she shouldn't do it. Okay?
Are you getting the intern or you're getting someone else?
I see her getting hired. I don't know the position there.
Okay.
I see her getting hired but moved over. See, I don't know titles and I wouldn't want to tell your company online. I see her getting hired, but it feels like she moved from chair to chair, so she may get hired in one place and then moved over. So she may not be part of your group. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Karen, the hypnotist, is in tonight. Hello, my dear. And I do need to talk to you about something, so tomorrow we need to touch base. Is it by the eyes that recognize them? They are the windows to the soul. I recognize my husband through his eyes. You have a unique ability because you recognize the soul through the eyes. During hypnosis, when I do a past life regression, I always ask people to look at people's eyes. But a lot of times when we meet people, like on a bus or a train or in town, you may not know or have the ability to look at people's eyes. I believe that we resonate at a vibration. And those people that are soulmates also resonate at the same level. I had a lady tell me once, and I've experienced this, that when she got to her soulmate and they acknowledged each other and were able to be together, they could not tell where they ended and their partner continued. So it's on two levels. I love that you're here tonight. Let me get a couple of calls. I have a very interesting one, and I see one got out of order here. Let me see if I can get this real quick. Hello, number 111. Who is this speaking?
Hi, Nancy. It's Rochelle with the Paranormal Realm.
Oh, hello. Hello. And where are you calling from that I can't seem to understand what this number is? What country?
Actually, yeah, it's through Skype, and I'm from Kentucky. So whenever
oh,
I use
Kentucky.
My Yes.
I've connected to a couple of groups from Australia, and I also connected to somebody from another country that they'll be getting back to me. But hello there, Rochelle. Now, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, first and foremost, a lovely show. I enjoy it. Normally have to catch the archives because it's 11 o'clock right now, my time.
Oh, I know.
Yes. But I want to let you know you have a great show. I'd like to utilize your gifts just briefly, and I've kind of opened myself up while listening to you, and I just would like to know what my guides maybe have in store or what messages you may have for me, what's most important. I don't particularly have a certain question. I would just like to know maybe if they have anything for me that I could focus on or, you know.
Let me talk for a second. You do have a grandfather that came forward. He's 5'9 and a half, 5'10, brown skin. And he tells me he died possibly suddenly, but I feel like he also had a disease. And I got him so strong earlier, now I'm kind of having to back off a little bit. No beard, no mustache. His hair was very soft, almost baby fine. Do you recognize him?
I do.
Which side? Is that your father's father?
Yeah, it's on my father's side. It's the only grandfather. Yes.
Okay. He's coming forward. Now, the other thing he wanted me to talk about was a son. Do you have a son yet?
I do.
Okay. What's your boy's name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Well, he just loves Jacob. And how old is Jacob? He says that he is his guardian. And he's so proud of this boy. He wants you to know that he took care of him. Now, that means that Grandpa must have passed away before this boy was born.
That's right.
Yes, he took care of him as a spirit child before he was born. And he said he became very good friends with this boy, and he wants you to know that he's your guiding this child. And it's all focused on the boy, so don't take it wrong. This grandfather's been really waiting to come into the picture to talk about this. And he says this boy will have an artistic ability like an architect. So make sure that you give this child math, artwork, and things like that, that this boy can excel in it.
Wonderful.
Does this boy draw now?
Oh, he's an exceptional drawer, yes.
Okay, and then the math, is it good?
Yes, now it is.
Okay.
He struggled initially, yeah.
Okay, but you need to keep it up because Grandpa just really wants his boy to succeed, and there's a really strong sense his boy's going to do really well. And the grandfather made me look at Chicago. So I'm not saying the boy's going to end up in Chicago, but that's what Grandpa wanted me to tell you, that he may go to a big city one of these days and not be sad about it.
Wow. Mama's moving right with them. Anything for the daughter? I have a daughter.
Give me her first name.
Alexis.
And how old is she now?
She is 6.
Okay, the little mother, the grandmother that comes forward might have been this grandfather's mother. So find a picture of her, and she was a big-bosomed and a large-hipped lady.
Okay.
And she says she traveled water. She was on a big boat. Do you remember that mother, grandmother? Okay, look it up. And what this is this daughter has a masculine personality. So get her into everything strong. She needs to excel. She needs to be strong. And she wants to write, tell stories all the time. So make sure you do that. But this grandmother looks like an Eleanor Roosevelt, but thicker and heavier.
Okay.
And find out her name, because this is a child's guardian angel.
Ah,
okay?
Wow. Wonderful.
That's
Thank very, you very
cool.
much, Nancy.
All right, dear. Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Oh, absolutely. Bye-bye.
That was, she comes across on Snipe. How wonderful is that? That's a wonderful program. On my website, next couple of days, I've joined the organization promoting phone service with a video phone where you can actually see who you're talking to. And I've offered webcam for you clients that would like to see me in person when I do my readings. But if you're interested in a phone where you can talk to different relatives, both sides would have to have the same phone. But it's just amazing. Wouldn't it be fun if I could have seen her talk to your kids such long distance? Okay, one of the people in the group is fussing over a move. I got 15 people in tonight, and there's a move in the near future. Don't know who's in here tonight. Hello, everybody. I should probably acknowledge everybody. I got 3-4 guests. I have Paravision Radio, Freedom for Cuba. Hello, dear. Paranormal, I can't, REA, Curiosity 77, Karen, my friend. Blue Diamond, Missy 396, Pisces Lady, Crazy Dave. I love all you kids showing up. But one of you is fussing about too many boxes and maybe it's taking too much time and too much work. Who's that in here? And then ask me a question about it. Let me answer. Someone's on the line. air code 573. Let's see who this is.
Hello
there.
Am I on?
Hello. Yes, you are. This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy. This is Crazy Dave from the chat room.
Oh, hello, Crazy Dave. What fun call letters for you. Are you really crazy or are you just wannabe?
That's just a nickname I give myself.
Hello. What state are you calling from?
Missouri.
Missouri, so you're up late too. So, Dave, what can I help you with tonight?
Well, I was wondering, in all honesty, I was wondering if I had the possibility to find me a suitable match as far as a female companion in the near future, maybe.
They do show me. Are you 5'7"? How close?
Right about. Yeah, pretty close.
How do I know, right? Huh?
That's incredible.
I'm sorry, I just work here, you know. But they do show me a woman that's going to be coming to you. She's about 5'3", and she probably weighs about 110, and she's got very light hair. So I don't know, by your voice, I don't know if you have grain hair, but it feels like you have salt and pepper hair. And I'm wondering, do you access the Internet at all?
A lot.
A lot. It feels like you meet her online, a little south and a little east of you. Now, why do I get the information, Dave? You'll have to call me back and let me know. But I do see that you're going to meet a very, and she's got a soft voice, and she's lovely. She feels very feminine to me. I feel like she's got a couple of children, two serious love relationships in her life, maybe one marriage. I can't tell if it's two. So there is somebody who's, she just has a lovely voice. She's very feminine. And so when she shows up, you won't have any trouble acknowledging that. But I do wonder if you're really wanting marriage or commitment. And remember, I want you, as an audience, everybody here, really declare before someone shows up where you want to take it. Because most women coming into a relationship are looking at company. They want to live the life of somebody. And Dave, I don't know if you're putting all those thoughts together. It kind of makes me think you get afraid right at the last minute. So, if you don't want forever, when you go into a relationship, say, I want some company, but I don't know if I want it forever at this point. Okay?
Well, it would depend on the other person and how we meshed, really.
She's a very lovely lady. Yeah, very feminine. And
good.
Yeah. Okay, so good luck, and please, Crazy Dave, let me know what happens with you.
Okay, thank you.
It's summertime to fall that you'll meet her, because I see her coming, meeting you with very light-colored clothes on. Okay?
I got one more thing. Do you have a time frame of when this is going to happen?
It's summertime. Time is really hard from state to state because I base it on weather. I can just see that she shows up in a short sleeve, very soft material, very light in color, and I doubt she'd wear that in the middle of winter.
We'll be watching.
All right. Please call me. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I just love romance. That's wonderful. I'm watching the chat room. I'm not seeing any Pisces lady. She weighs 4. Boy, I tell you, this language, I have to figure out this code you got going here. We have a 215 area code. Who am I talking to here?
Linda.
Oh, is this my Linda?
This is actually Curiosity. That's my sign one.
Oh, is that right? Well, hello,
yeah.
Curiosity. I have a wonderful photograph that's a print of a cat that has slipped into a glass of milk. It's a tall, 8-ounce tall, and the paws and the head's out, but the bottom's in the milk, and it said Curiosity at the bottom. And I just love that. So that's a fun call word, too. So Curiosity, my dear Linda, what can I do for you tonight?
It's actually a question about my husband. He just applied for a position.
There is a job coming, and he will make some good money. So I don't know if it's this position or the one after. Didn't he apply for two of them?
This is the second one he applied for, yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's two, and one is going to give him a job, and he's going to end up with one that's going to give him a little bit more money. When I stepped into your spirit tonight, all I saw was dollar signs. And so you may come out with a few dollars more than what you're even expecting. And I do feel like the job is very mentally strenuous. It's something that he may not know 100%. So he's got to jump in and spend a little bit more time on it and learning it, because his insecurity in his mind is can I do it? And yes, he can.
Okay.
Got it? So you know which job it is?
I believe it's a supervisor, which he hasn't done that yet. So I guess it would be like leadership and managing over, which is something he
remember,
really
I just can
yet.
Feel it, what he's telling me in his mind. So I felt like there was a couple of jobs, and I feel like it's coming soon, probably within a couple of weeks. I don't know that I want to put a couple of months. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me know.
Okay. Okay. Really, do you see any of his anybody around him, like his grandparents or?
Yeah, there's a small built, skinny woman, and it feels like it's hard to tell how old she was, because as she got older, she lost a little bit of weight. I think she was always this wiry-looking kind of a grandmother. I don't know if it was a mother or grandmother, but she is around him. It feels like she had. Oh, show me. It's so terrible. You wouldn't have a, I don't like names. Mabel in your family? Do you remember his side of the family?
I have a Mabel. What was your grandmother's name,
Margaret?
Okay. I'm terrible with names. I'm so good with description. But the woman it shows me, she was under 5 foot, very thin, very light skin. And I do feel like there was disease around her. And she's around, she follows them everywhere. She kind of like, slaps him on the hiney or something. But you know who I'm talking about now?
She's under 5 foot.
5 foot. Well, I'll let you go. Get back to me. Write me a little note.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye, dear. Oh, names are a nemesis. I told this story once before. I had a friend named Camille. Well, I still have, I like her. In 1990 or 91, an intuitive said, you know, you're going to marry a Bob. Well, the last I talked to her, Bob had never shown up. And I swear, from that day, I just don't get names. But every once in a while, I'll give a name, and then people say, one gal, she talks to me quite a bit, and she says, I'm really good with numbers, and I just don't feel comfortable. So, Debbie, if you're listening tonight, I'm acknowledging I'm good with numbers for you. How's that? But something that's kind of scary is numbers and names, because I'm so good at visual that I stick with that, because I always say my eyes don't lie, but my ears can. So if a spirit person tries to give me a name, I very easily to misunderstand it. So I just opened my chat room window just a little bit, and everybody disappeared. I went, whoops. I wanted to get back. I'm trying to see, make sure. Okay, Karen, it's like me. People, the chat room is so funny because it doesn't offer any spell check. I want to get to a couple of things. I want to let you know that in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be having a guest on, and he lives in my area, and Mr. G, and he had a near-death experience. It was a quite tragic accident that he lost a limb and an arm, but through the process of the suffering, it was amazing that he had an experience that he remembered so clearly. And the other gal in Surprise, Arizona, just north of Phoenix, you may be listening tonight, this is a gal that's a little air shy. And if I can talk her into it, she's another gal that's had an amazing near-death experience. And it's wonderful. Everybody says, Nancy, you're always amazed? And I says, yes, I am always amazed, because this is so wonderful. The other thing I wanted to share with you tonight is that anybody, everybody that's out here in the audience listening can and will be called upon to influence people's lives. So be open to my show tonight, any of the shows on Blog Talk Radio. A gentleman that I've talked to for quite a few years, and sometimes people who ask for sessions from me use me as a sounding block, and that's okay. I've helped him with his children. And a neighbor of his passed away, and during the course of the funeral, it never happened in his life, the spirit man walked up to him and talked to him, and he was able to hear it. So over the next 5-6 days, this gentleman was able to help a man pass over into spirit. He was a spirit person, but he didn't want to leave his the family or the body. He wanted to stay with the body. And so Mr. C on the East Coast, I actually helped this man, and he said to me, well, would he still gone with his mother and father and passed over? I said, absolutely. But there are some individuals that have such a close connection to the living that he did not want to leave his 4 children and his wife. And living person can feel the distress of a spirit person. And that's why we have people greet us at death and take them over to the other side as in comfort, because the stress of them passing over, if it's not a disease that takes them, or you can prepare if it's sudden, an accident or stroke or heart attack like that, it can cause the spirit person to be in discord, and thusly the family will be in more discord by feeling his discord. And I want you to be open when you go to an event or you're around people, if you do feel this energy of distress and you feel that it could be the spirit person, I want you to step aside where no one can hear you, and with your mouth open, you speak out loud. Speak the first name and say, I can hear you, I can feel you. And kind of try to get a conversation and say, I'm here, the children are fine, the wife and husband are fine, or whoever passed away, and say, you'll be there, and let them go on and let them know that they can be at peace. It was quite an amazing, amazing situation. Can't give you details, but it went on for 4 days. And at the end, this individual actually stepped into the essence of Mr. C on the East Coast, and he called me back and he said, in my wildest dreams, I would never have known that I could feel a spirit as I did. Now I know what you're about, Nancy. And it was quite a revelation. And I think anybody in the audience, especially those who are very intuitive, like Kathy, the gal in the chat room, she's a hypnotist in Sacramento, so everybody needs past life regression work, or you have phobias, be sure and get her name and number. Okay, no callers, but I do see that there is some curiosity. Hello there again. Nancy, how do I know I'm experiencing at home is paranormal? I believe that might be my grandmother. Am I seeing and feeling things? Oh, curiosity, is it your grandmother that I described? Is it your grandmother that's going around with your husband and slapping him on the side and saying, hurry up, hurry up? Think about it. Yes, you are very intuitive. Yes, I feel like you have a whole slew of people. There's a man that seems to be around you, a spirit man, and he was lumbering as though his back and his shoulders bent forward just ever so much. And he had a tan. I don't know if he worked outdoors or he was a blend of cultures, but he had a nice, beautiful color to his skin and no hair on his chest, and he was an older man. He shows me to be 55 to 60-ish feeling. So I don't know how old he is when he died, but he is also in the house, okay? Okay. Curious, sorry, typo, how do I know? Mr. C from the East Coast, when the spirit man walked up to him, he felt a tingling all over his body, and he said, I knew it wasn't me. He said the energy and electricity was overwhelming. Now, remember, that spirit man was very energized because of the stress. But most of the time, let me see who's in the room, the gal from Kentucky was paranormal. There are cold spots, or you could have an episode, you walk into the room, and there's a movement in the room, but it's not a wind. And you walk in, and it shifts, and that's also a spirit person moving past you. So I also feel like when people around you, they can whisper in your ear, they feel you, they get close where you can feel them, excuse me, and you can pick up their emotions and feelings. I'm very sensitive to human emotion and spirit people because I've been doing this so long, and I can be sitting typing or doing something. Also, my emotions will change. I know it's somebody around me. And I'll say, okay, it's not me. I'll just go on my way and do my stuff until somebody either calls me or the spirit person backs away from me and lets me know what really needs to be taken care of. So it's very amazing. There's so much information. It'd take me forever to kind of cover it with you all. But just be sensitive to the air and the feeling. Did I miss a question here? Okay, so I want to scroll down. And you can also, there you are, get an EVP. Thank you, Evangelist Wade. I really have fun with the tape recorder. I have a couple. I have Olympus, a digital, and then I have dozens of just regular tape. And put it in the room next to you and just be still and say, if there's someone here, please give me a message. Turn the tape recorder on, of course. With Ghost Study out of Sacramento, there was two or three groups, California Haunts. We have had amazing CaliforniaHaunts.org. Someone said, who? Okay, so CaliforniaHaunts.org, and she's going to do a convention in Calaveras County, Murphy's, a town called Murphy's, at the end of October, and I'll be a speaker there. But she does ghost hauntings, evaluations, and she's got amazing, amazing EVPs. So so that's how you can also tell. But it's emotions and feelings is oftentimes a clue to what's really happening around you. EVPs, it's up to them to talk. Or if you don't hear them, you'll be discouraged. So don't always count on that. Okay. Okay, what I'm doing is reading the screen. I kind of held it in place so I wouldn't lose some of the questions. My call-in number is 347-205-9071. And for those of you who are listening, my website is nancymatz.com, M-A-T-Z. And see, Karen asked me, Nancy, the spirit person this weekend played with my lights. Well, this spirit person played with your lights, but what was interesting, Karen, did you notice possibly in the hallway of the kitchen there was more light blinking going on? The individual, I see two actually, husband and wife, and she was a slim lady, light skin, and I see her reaching up and putting her hand right on the light bulb. Wow. Whew. Okay. So let me know about that. Yes, you have a couple people. The other one is kind of a masculine male. I wonder if it's your father. Was he 5'10", 11", a broad-shouldered man? And did I describe his mother or his wife? Let me know, girl, okay? We'll talk tomorrow on it. Oh, Evangelist Wade, hook the computer up to an EVP. It is spooky sometimes. Wow. Oh, wow. I don't know about that one, okay? Don't like EVPs. Wow. Like I said, you could be discouraged doing EVPs because they would not necessarily speak loud enough. I personally have had experience with EVPs. We did a ghost investigation in the Rockland Cemetery outside of Sacramento, and there was a group of us, the local the ghost investigation, I think it was ghost study, and one of the gentlemen had accidentally left a tape recorder on a cemetery stone, and we started to leave, and he went, oh, my gosh, I left my, and then he ran all the way back to the stone, which was in visual. There had been nobody had walked up to the stone, came up, and he says, oh, I just left it on. So he replayed it, and someone said, my name is John. It was actually almost amazing. They actually said it so clear that we could understand the moon, he said. So that was within about 10 minutes. So it's very satisfactory if the spirit person can create that. Oh, and then Evangelist Wade C, he said, he's given me something I can tell you. And he has a space. It's called myspace.com/, oops, Word for Life Ministries. Oh, good for you. Good for you. Let's see here. Oh, that reminds me. I guess I should give a plug. I am a minister also, Church of the Living God. I've been a minister since 92. Wow, I've done amazing studies over these years. Pisces ladies, it came, oh, so that's being told to somebody else. They scare me also, wow. Sometimes the spirit doesn't know what he just did, and then problems can start. Absolutely, Pisces lady. The other gentleman said that this man was yelling that he didn't want his body to be buried because he thought he should still be in it. So spirit people can be very discordant. I had a child, didn't know she had died. And I don't know how that happens, but she was with her mother, but the mother didn't acknowledge her. That was very, very difficult on me. She was around 10 or 11 years old, I think. So she'd forgotten that she was ill and forgotten she had died. And some of that's hard on me to deal with and help the people. So I got the mother to talk to the daughter and to acknowledge her standing next to her. It was pretty tiring, emotionally tiring. Let's see, Kentucky lady, can you tell me who my grandbaby spirit guide is? Gosh, how many grandbabies do you have, Kentucky lady? Is it possible you can tell me the child's name? You have just one. Is it a little boy? Is it an infant or a little child? So let me know, okay? And Kentucky lady, type it in cap in that color, okay? I got to know who to bridge to. My Freedom of Drama says, my family believes in ghosts, but they always say you'll let in bad things if you listen. Oh, actually, that's an interesting statement. We were dealing California haunts. Karen and I were dealing with a lady whose husband had died, and she was listening to her husband, but it's the attitude. She was full of remorse. She was full of grief. She was full of loneliness. So trying to let the husband come to her, she let others come to her. So I think it's the level of emotional healthiness. So if you're emotionally healthy like you are and like I am, for us to deal with these spirit people, I won't let them be part of me. I used to do in Freedom of Drama, if you remember the word, transfigurations. That's when a soul will blend with another soul. I did it like 5 times, and the people that witnessed this scared them a lot. But what it taught me is I didn't want to share my flesh with anybody. So I have to put my own barrier up. But this lady, and I know Karen knows who I'm talking about, she allowed other spirits to join with her because she was lonely for her dead husband. It was a quite amazing case. Okay. Let's see. So I want to ask Kentucky lady, I'm looking for your child. How many grandchildren do you have? Let's see, where Kentucky lady, write that down. So they're talking about in the room how to hook up a radio mic and recorder. You can do it off the computer, absolutely. Okay, Kathy, let's see, what does it stand for? Oh, these kids are all writing back and forth. Kentucky lady, oh, you said the word spooky. Kentucky lady, I'm still waiting for you to tell me which child this is. Okay, Freedom of Drama asked, Nancy, did a spirit try to whisper to me? And I missed it because I was scared and jumped. When people ask me how I became better at what I do, well, it occurred to me one day that as I was getting information from people, it would startle me, and I would move back or aside or whatever. And I visualize, in Freedom of Drama that I'm talking to you, is when you get the impression that you have spirit around you or that you're getting psychic information, pretend you're on a surfboard on a big wave. And if you could learn to balance and not move and allow the information to come, let spirit try to get into you, because I don't think that's important. That should be done. But if you say just softly, I'm listening, and just hold it, almost like holding your breath, you will get more. And that's how I started receiving more and more, because I started connecting my asking information or blending with somebody and getting more information. Okay? Okay, and then curiosity. I had my marriage blessed a couple of months ago, and there were what I believe to be orbs. Did we actually have guests all that day? Listen, girl, you had all your generations on both sides show up. Seems like a pretty good mix of men, women, and children. So in your family tree, it looks like a little boy, straw hair, brown hair, a couple generations back, you had all a bunch of people around you. And the reason they were orbs versus full spirit form is that you couldn't see the spirit form they were trying to project, but because they know I can see them, they let me see who was there. So people see orbs. You have to also appreciate, I used to do cemetery tours at the Old City Cemetery, 10th and Broadway in Sacramento. And a couple of people used to take pictures, and there would just be orbs everywhere. And clearly there's dirt around and dust. So we have to discern the difference. In April, I was at a ghost convention, and some gal had brought camera pictures, and she says, orbs, true orbs, when you take their pictures, they reflect light, not absorb light. And there's some truth to that. So go back and look at those pictures, and if they seem to reflect light, more likely it's not a dust orb, but a real orb. Karen asked, Nancy, referring the neighbors to you, they have a spirit person that I think is from the early settlement of Citrus Heights, possibly a worker from the Stanford Ranch and Land Grant. Stanford Ranch, is that in Roseville? I think so. Actually, I feel a couple men. If it's a woman, then we have a masculine woman. And they look like they have, he has regular pants on with a shirt and a vest. Shorter people, maybe Hispanic. Kind of a dark hair, brown clothes on. But what makes me pay attention to medium build, but short in stature. The Spanish people, Mexican people, you know, from the Indians and so on, they're kind of a short statured people. So I'm kind of wondering if that's what they've got there. Okay, feels like in that area, if they could pull up old maps, there's one, two, possibly two burial grounds. So it's very possible that the settlement was there, but also the burial areas. And you may even, I don't know how to do that. I can just feel it. So I'm not sure if that's even something you could find. But that might be interesting to look up. Okay. Curiosity, there were orbs in the pictures. Yahoo then, girl. Feels like there was quite a few family members all over, lower and upper. More upper and upper, higher up, like 8 feet up, and then a half a dozen in the lower. Okay? Like balls of light, you say, yes. So that's how you also saw them. Crazy Dave, I would like to find a group of metaphysical Christians to fellowship with. Oh, in Missouri, my gosh, no, but a gal named Jody in Phoenix said that you go to www.meetup.com, and you can find in your area groups, and you can even start a metaphysical group. So Jody, and she lives in El Mirage, she has started a meetup group. And I'm going to be going up to Phoenix, that area, on the 17th. And she already has 9 ladies. And she just ran an ad. I don't know where people find out about it. I've never heard about meetup groups. So do that, www.meetup.com. And you can create a group or find what's in your area. Like I said, I'm not sure I know how people find out about the groups. But she did, I think, put some posters up somewhere. Her daughter runs a coffee shop. And I think that was on the place you put a sign up for a meetup group, okay? Okay, Kentucky lady one, Mandalina girl, 10 months old. She has I think that's the girl I'm talking about, a little masculine spirit. She's 10 months old. How fun is that? Oops. I got to scroll down. I tell you, I'm trying so hard not to keep losing everybody. Anyway, I do feel like she's a masculine. It doesn't mean that's a good or bad thing, so don't take that wrong. But she'll be very busy, very active in her life, so always keep her, wow, you could do Pisces lady. I keep having recurring dreams. I do automatic writing. Absolutely. Okay, I want to get back to the little girl. Show me, show me, show me. They show me a pair, a couple. The man is tall. The woman is short. I feel like they were married in real life. As he got bigger, he carried his weight from his waist up, so his hips and legs were slimmer, almost like his arms were bulky. His wife standing next to him was a petite woman. I see her. She wants me to think of her as old, yet the visual is not. She had long arms and legs, high waist, also kind of interesting, high waist, a good fair bosom for her life. But she was slim like a gymnast, but with a bosom. So I think I'm seeing her early in life, Kentucky lady. So get some pictures of grandma and grandpas out there and see if you can't, Karen. So see if that's not it. Oh, Karen, you know, it's behind the cemetery reference in your first book. The cemetery. Oh, Karen, there's two cemeteries there. It's one cemetery off of, I think it's New York in Fair Oaks. But it's split in half, so there's two sites. So I may be looking at the cemetery split in half as two. I'll be darned. How about that? Yes, I do have a couple books out. You can go to nancymaps.com, and that's quite a story in itself, how I got to the cemetery. The spirit people wanted to prove to me that I was not crazy, so they had me go to a cemetery and find someone who'd stay with their body. Wow, that's a story, kids. Maybe I'll talk about that next week. Okay, and I do see that we have someone who's just called in. Okay, so I want to get over there to the 585 area code. So who am I talking to? Uh-oh, 585, hold on, didn't click. I'm going to click it one more time, see if we can get it turned on. 585, are you there? Oops. Do me a favor, 585 area code, would you hang up and call in because I can't get you on. It's not, oh, there you are. 585, where, who is this? Uh-oh, they took then I probably lost them. Hello, call back, dear. Okay. All right, let's see who else is in here. Oh, you, Evangelist Wade. We have a meetup.com group here where you are. Wow, and where's that? Brigham Paranormal Investigators. What state is that? Brighamton. Let's see here. Oh, there we are again. Okay, here we go. 585 area code. Hello, we got you. Who's this?
Hi. Yeah, it's Missy 396.
It's Missy, and what area code is that?
New York.
Well, oh my gosh, girl, you're up late. Well,
oh,
hello
yeah.
there. What can I do for you tonight?
I actually have a question because I saw in the room that you're talking about OBEs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've had dizzy spells all my life, and my mom, you know, of course, was nervous and took me and had every test in the book done. And my question is because later down the road when I was, like, in my 20s, I had an OBE experience to where yeah. I had one of these dizzy spells, and next thing I know, I was looking down at myself on the bed.
I want you to be able to, Amazon.com will sell used books. So I don't want you to spend, well, I wouldn't encourage everybody just to go out and spend a lot of money for a book, but there is a gentleman in California, and I just think he's wonderful. He has his own website. His name is Albert Taylor, and he wrote the book called Soul Traveler.
Okay.
Okay, get his book. If you can get hold of it, rent it from a library so you don't have to spend a lot of money. But he talks of having out-of-body experiences since a child, which I believe you suffered from about 5 or 6 years old. They showed me that you were ill with an illness. And from that point on, you almost like you rattle your brain, like that. And that causes your disturbances. And I really believe you live in one, you live in two dimensions all the time. If I said to you, I bet people look at you and wonder where you are, as though you flitter from one space to another. So at a very pardon me?
Definitely.
Okay,
my
so
best
how do I
all the time?
Okay, they say it all the time. Okay, so if I say it to you, kind of don't take it, you know, wrong. But I do believe that you had an early illness and it's caused you to be able to do it more. So Albert Taylor, Soul Traveler, will help you understand this. The other one that may help you, Raymond Moody, any of his books that speak about body experiences. And the other one is, oh, my gosh, Far Journeys and Journeys Out of the Body.
Okay. Get
the titles out of Amazon.com. I don't know if it's in print. Oh, and the audience listening, Raymond, not Raymond Moody. Is it Raymond Moody? Oh, my gosh, isn't that awful? I have all these books around my house, and not one of them is to sit in front of me. But Far Journeys and Journeys Out of the Body speaks of out-of-body experiences and soul
okay.
travelers. Read those, and you do need to keep better control of it. They're showing you travel so much out of your body at night, you wake up tired. So you got to figure, you definitely, okay, that's what's going on with you. That's why you, and you wake up, and it feels like your lower limbs are worn out. You get up, and you can't hardly move your legs. And part of that is bad landings. And ladies and gentlemen listening to this, you got to remember how many times have you laid in bed, and all of a sudden you're jarred, and you've almost thrown yourself about in the bed. That's because you've had a bad landing.
See, now as I'm getting older,
mm-hmm.
I notice that they happen more, the dizzy spells, and they're stronger. And, like, it feels to me like now that, like I said, that I'm older, it feels to me like somebody's calling me because I shut it off a long time ago because somebody
yeah.
told me because of the dizzy spells. and me feeling like I'm getting pulled down in an elevator is somebody trying to get in. So I shut it off. And then now that I'm getting older, it like clicked back on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to where it's, I'm feeling like I'm being called at times. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain.
Well, I think you're doing wonderful, and you're calling in, and all these people are listening to you. You're doing very well. You're just a more sensitive individual than most people. I was having a talk to my mother, and I said, Mom, you know, this gift, I'm doing all this. And she said I was just a lovely child, and I never complained, and I never talked to people about this and that, but I had terrible earaches, and I was sick a lot when I was a baby and small infant.
I was too.
I wonder if that didn't pull more triggers and more switches, because clearly I've been this way all my life, but my father had the gift, and I think stress of my life, had cancer, had a divorce, and tons of things happened in my life. I mean, I didn't have a prayer. These, all this stress and the illnesses, I think, triggers it also. So
right.
I think you're fine. You'll survive this, but get hold of the books. If you're medically fit, girl, it just, your soul says, woo, let's go here. It is wearing you out. Okay?
My best friend says, oh, look, a chicken all the time, because I'll start a conversation and I'll just go off.
Well, that's because you're just half in and half out of your body, just floating all over the place.
Right.
All right, girl, talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, curiosity asks, for the past couple of nights, my daughter has been throwing fits when we try to change her, like she's screaming fit or something is wrong or just something normal. I think they've got a couple things going on in curiosity. First off, she doesn't want to go to bed, and I feel like she's throwing a wee bit of a tantrum. But I do feel like she has, and I'm having a hard time figuring this, you didn't tell me if you change her like changing a diaper. I'm not sure if she didn't get pinched or there was a snap or something that just... So when you get her into bed, do it in front of the TV. Do it in a really calm, easy environment. Don't throw her on the changing table and do it from there. Change the environment. Change the pattern. Do it nonchalant, just very easy, because I think you get a different reaction. Then build up and take her back to the bed, okay, or to the changing table, because they've got a couple little things going on there, okay? I love kids. Talking about children screaming when you change them. Wow, no kidding, huh? Years ago, Nathan, I believe I did hear Albert Taylor on a Coast to Coast broadcast years ago, and it was quite wonderful. He is wonderful. I actually know he does have a website, Albert Taylor, and maybe he has a website called Soul Traveler. And he's also getting into ghost investigations. What makes this man so fascinating, he has an engineering background and worked for NASA. And he's given it up to pursue all this. So he's quite a fascinating, amazing gentleman. I wish I could just call him up and have him on the show, but I'm not coast to coast. You know, unless one of you knows him and would like to have him on. Okay. Curious says, it seems like she is terrified. Could have been she was pinched or something. I'm not getting a spirit person scaring her. I'm not getting kind of like a paranormal thing. It feels like she just, something's really. So I want to go a combination of things here. Change the environment when you change her. And if you pay attention, it's only at night. So kind of curious. Change environment, build back up to that. I don't know what the terrified is unless she just, like I said, feels like maybe she got a pinch or something. Okay. Okay, going down. I have 1 minute left. Oh, my gosh. I've had so much fun with you people tonight. Just scrolling really fast. My website is nancymatz.com. And I, of course, I'd love to hear from you. So nancy@nancymatz.com. But in the subject line, do me a favor and let me know you're from the show. I have so much spam for so many years that it's hard to know if I miss somebody. And I apologize ahead of time. Don't go, Nancy. Your show is the only one on tonight. I don't know what that is. I've had a lot of fun with all of you. So I do encourage you to listen next week. Every week will be different. You are curiosity. Thank you. This is a great show. And the show and the chat room was great. Thank you very much. NancyMatz.com. And this is what I do. So if you need some help, give me a call. And I always encourage people to give me email. It's just wonderful to connect. Here, a gal from New York and all across the country in crazy days. Thank you so much for showing up tonight. And come back next week. And if you want a particular topic talked about, give me a call or email me. All right, everybody. Good night.